Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tuesday at 4:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. That means it's time for our weekly chat with former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer. Mr. Hoyer, how are we doing this week?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're great. We had a little Thursday night football led into a mini bye. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah.
So I watched a bunch of football over the weekend, like I'm sure all of us did, and that got me, you know, comparing, thinking about the other teams. You watch the Bills and you watch the Broncos, the Chiefs. So Brian Hoyer, are the Patriots the best team in the AFC? And I'd also ask a secondary question. Could you defend both sides of the argument? Why are they the best team, or why would you argue against them?
Yeah, I think they're one of the best teams. I think I'm going to use Bill Belichick's old adage here is football season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving. So you want to be in the place that the Patriots are to be able to have a meaningful football season after Thanksgiving. But you're right. I don't only just cover the Patriots, so I have to watch a lot of this stuff. And I would say I don't think there's a team that is better than the Patriots. I'll say that. I don't know if the Patriots are better than all the other teams in the AFC, but I don't think there's anybody that you can say right now that is a better team than New England Patriots.
Yeah, it's certainly worthy of an argument for sure, Brian. I'm curious what you think of just not only the Patriots as maybe the best team, but what about Drake May and his kind of the pantheon of great quarterbacks in this league? I mean, how does he stack up to the Mahomes and the Josh Allens? Do you think he's on his way to being better than them? Do you think he's playing better than them? Like, how would you compare his style to those guys? Just Drake May compared to the other great quarterbacks in the league.
Well, I think you got to look at it two ways. One, obviously, Mahomes has won Super Bowls. Josh Allen has won MVPs. And so if you're going to look off of a resume, obviously, they have more time and experience and more success. But if you're going off of who's playing better right now, you think you have to give it to Drake May. I would say the only person playing the position potentially better than Drake May is Matthew Stafford. And I would say, Stafford has 17 years of experience. So when you compare it to a 23-year-old, only in his second season, I think it makes it that more impressive. But, you know, Drake is just, to me, I was at the game live and in person last Thursday, and it looks so effortless. I think I watch it on TV or the coach's tape. And when you see it in person, you're like, man, the way he just steps up, he just glides through the pocket and hangs in there and delivers these strikes down the field, or, you know, the play on the sideline, which was very Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes-esque. And I think the one thing that I've seen, and I've said this going back to last year, is I thought he was somewhere in between a Justin Herbert and a Josh Allen type player. But I think we got to start looking at Drake May as his own person. Like, people are going to start comparing other young kids to Drake May and what he does. And he's done it so well, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
All right, Brian. So if you look at the season, like, it's in stages, basically, he's coming up on the final third of it. You know, they're at 9-2. The first third of the season was kind of off to a rough start, but then he got himself settled, started to flash. In the middle part of the season, he absolutely took his game to not just another level, but beyond expectations. What do you think Drake's goals, aside from making the playoffs and staying healthy, should be for the final third of the season?
Yeah, I think just continue on the rise that he's been on. And I think the one thing that we're going to see here is, you know, up until this point, I would say the microscope has not been on them, right? They've exceeded expectations. Now, as you go, and as I mentioned, you get past Thanksgiving and you're in the driver's seat in the AFC East and you have an ability to potentially be the number one seed, that pressure starts to grow. And I think the one thing that we've seen from this kid is it doesn't affect him. And that's, I said this last year watching him as a 22-year-old rookie quarterback in a bad situation, the way he carries himself was always the most impressive thing that I saw from him last year. And last week we had John Gruden on our podcast, and we were asking him, how do you evaluate these quarterbacks? He said, I do something unique. I go and watch their college press conferences after a loss and how they carry themselves. And he goes, I tell you what, Drake May was one of the best ever. And honestly, it made a lot of sense because that's what we saw from him last year in tough times. And now he's learning how to handle the good times as well. And so I think just continue on that progression, become even more of a leader of that team, even though that seems crazy to think of at 23 years old. But those guys are embracing him. They're following in his footsteps. And it's a great thing for not just the offense, but the entire team.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, I want you to expand on that a little because I was kind of thinking that area. I'm sure you saw the post-game press conference where Will Campbell came in, and it was the first time ever I saw Drake May as a goofy 23-year-old. When his whole voice changed, he's like, man, get out of here, rookie, and he almost had to compose himself. He was giggling at the podium, and I'm wondering, like, how big a part of the job is that? We've heard this, there's no day off for the quarterback when you're the quarterback of an NFL team. And how impressed have you been with that aspect of it, just being like, see, he sounds like a 30-year-old leader who answers every question right, and then you forget he's 23.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great example. His play is an example that you forget he's 23 years old. He's been so calm, cool, collected. And really, I was writing my notes down today as I was getting ready to obviously talk to you guys and some of the other things that I do. And I can't remember the last time I saw Drake force a throw into a bad situation based on a bad read or whatever. Like, I literally can't remember the last time I saw it. It might have been the Pittsburgh game. And so when a guy is playing at that high of a rate or a high level, it elevates everybody else. And I'm not going to compare him to Tom Brady, but that's what Tom did, right? He was so on top of it, and he rarely ever made a mistake that everybody else was like, well, man, if he's doing it that way, we all have to get up to that level. And so I think you're seeing that, but to your point, there are moments where you see, like, man, this kid is only 23 years old. Like, if it's this good now, what's it going to be next year, 2 years, 5 years down the road? And that's what I think, you know, you have to be excited about. But I think right now the league and the conference are there for their taking, and there's no need to wait, right? Like, there's no need to say we'll get them next year. I think they have a very unique camaraderie and team chemistry that, like I said before, I sat there and watched football just like the rest of you. There's not a team that I watch play on Sunday or Monday that I don't think the Patriots could beat.
Yeah, they do have. You know what? I'm going to go that direction. Talk about the camaraderie. You kind of hear about some of the stuff Vrabel's doing, getting, you know, guys signed up for massages, getting them IVs after the Tampa Bay game. Brian, how do you manage a team that's kind of feeling themselves right now? I mean, they went from being the hunter to being the hunted, and you know, that's psychologically, that's a very different kind of thing to have to deal with. How do you think Mike is handling just their enormous success that they're having right now?
Yeah, I think you use a little bit of that old adage that you and I learned for all those years is don't believe or fuel the hype. And they've done a tremendous job of that. I think the one thing that I think is so cool watching Vrabel coach, having been a Super Bowl winning player, a high level captain of a team, like the way he manages the team is awesome. Like, he's like, look, we're going to celebrate this win. We're going to have fun winning, and then we're going to get back to work. And I think he, you know, himself, and you, Ted, you know him probably better even than I do, is this guy is the ultimate competitor, and he's an alpha dog. And what I've seen is the team kind of take on that mentality. They don't care what other people think. They don't care that people are questioning their schedule or whatever it might be. They're like, you know what? So what? Who are we going to play this week, and how can we beat them? And that's the right mentality to have. And you just got to carry that through no matter what the stakes become. That's the mentality you have. I don't care if they get to the AFC Championship game. They cannot change who they are. They just got to keep improving and keep believing in one another. And honestly, like I said, not a team I'm scared of for them to play.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of also hear that in the way Vrabel has been conducting his interviews, even just with our radio station, talking about how, you know, the only thing that really can stop us is us. And that's kind of the way that he's been building the confidence in these guys. And one of the things that should help the Patriots not get stopped is the ascension of Travion Henderson the last couple of weeks, Brian. Just tell me from a confidence perspective in an offense what it does when, you have a guy that you can hand the ball off to that at any point can either A, get you those 3 yards you need, or B, take it 60 yards to the house.
Yeah, it's been incredible, and obviously we've been waiting for it to pop, and the past 2 weeks I'd say he's done a tremendous job in multiple different ways. Long runs, tough runs at the goal line, obviously the pass, which was such a well-designed play by Josh last week, you know, splash the water, digs in the backfield, put him out to the flat, Drake pumps to digs, he's wide open. I mean, it's almost a perfect combination. And so I think the one thing, you know, and I'm thinking back to all the years I played with the Patriots, we never really had a guy who you said you could hand it off on the opposite 30, and if he gets through the front seven, he could take it 70 yards. And so to add that element to this offensive system is just another layer that defenses have to be worried about. And I think that's the greatest thing. And look, I know they didn't rush for a ton of yards last Thursday night against the Jets, but there were some explosive pass plays off of play action. And that you earn those plays by running the ball well. And so maybe the Jets felt like they had to commit to stopping the run. And I can think of three plays off the top of my head that were explosive play action pass plays that sometimes you got to kind of consider that in your running game as well. And so I think they will continue to grow. And I think the one thing that you say about Travion, if the line and the tight end can just get him past the front seven, he's either going to take it 70 yards to the house, or he's going to make the safety or corner who comes up to tackle him pay, because he's not scared of contact. He's going to run guys over as well. And so it's a great change up to the backfield. And hopefully Mondre gets back here soon. You get back to a little bit more of that 1-2 punch. But I think now, you know, he's gone out and earned the right for more repetition. The guys trust him, and I'm sure he trusts himself as well.
Brian, what do you need to see from this offense down the home stretch? What do you, if they're going to be the best team they can be in January, what are the couple things they need to get better at?
I think they just need to clean up their run game blocking a little bit. You see a little bit of, you know, not always being connected when they're in the double team blocks. You know, I saw a play the other night, and I was talking about it with David Anders today. You know, single back power play, pulling to the right. The left guard, Wilson's going to pull for the Sam. All of a sudden, he blitzes. Now he's got to switch to the mic. Like, little things like that, that'll put you over the edge. And then I think you just continue to try to stay healthy. I mean, that's the one thing no one's really talked about. And I know, you know, they lost Milton Williams for about 4 weeks. But they've been relatively healthy. And I think that's the one thing you're going to get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hopefully Booty back this week, you get Mondre back, and you hope that you just have that luck of the draw and then keep the majority of your team healthy, because as you know, Ted, nothing's more important than the health of the team. And if you can keep everybody relatively, no one's going to be 100% this time of year, but if you keep people coming in for the massages, you keep people coming in for treatment on the days off, and you're able to miss the big one, that'll give you the best opportunity to win come January.
Okay, Brian, I feel like this hasn't really been talked a lot about, but I feel like I've kind of zeroed in on it, and I was kind of wondering, like, what is Drake doing that is so unique to me? And I started realizing that he kind of jumps in when he throws, like that touchdown to Travion Henderson. It's like he skips. He, like, jumps off his right foot, and he throws it. And so I've coined the phrase skip and rip, right? I don't know what else to coin it.
I like it.
And so have you noticed the same thing? Obviously, I can hear you. But why does he leave his feet to make some of those throws? And why? How is he so accurate when he does leave his feet?
No, I've picked on that too. And it's a little bit of, you know, Aaron Rodgers has kind of been a skip and rip guy. I mean, he's one of the unique guys who can actually do it. And I think it's also that it shows you the transition of how throwing a football has really changed in the last 15 to 20 years, even since I came in the NFL. It's about producing ground force. And look, we all know they've been showing, you know, Nick Saban recruiting Drake in high school and him playing basketball. He was a great basketball player, probably has that jump shot.
Yeah.
So it helps actually generate a lot of that ground force and get up the energy from the ground, your legs up into the football. And he's just so big and strong. It becomes really easy for him to do. So you're not the only one who's noticed it, Ted. I'm right there with you.
Fitzy.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were wrapping up. Last question for me, Brian. Do you think any adversity will help Drake along the way? Will a stumble or a tough game or like some sort of like learning bump along the way be good for him? Or do you just want to see him continue along this great ascension?
Yeah, look, adversity is coming at some point, one way or the other. It's how you deal with it. And I think the one thing that he's shown is whether it was last year dealing with adversity week in and week out, or even just a few weeks ago. I remember that clip of it was against the Falcons. He fumbles the ball. He throws the pick, and Vrabel's over there to support him. And I think that's the one thing now that he's proven it. You know, adversity will come, but he's been able to be resilient. And also the team has been resilient around him, and they all are going to rally around him as well. And so, look, if you go on a playoff run, you're going to run into a tough drive or a tough few series or whatever it might be. But the kid has proven that he's got a very short memory, whether it's good or bad. And I think that's one of his best qualities. So, look, adversity is going to come. There's no way that we talked this about a few weeks ago. Like, you can't throw for over 200 yards and have 100-plus pass rating every game in the NFL. I mean, it would be absurd. So it's going to happen, and he's proven that he can deal with it. And you just hope that it happens before it comes to that critical point and he's able to get through it.
The adversity left the building to Dallas in the offseason. Joe Milton, when he left the building, that's where all the adversity went. So
cleared the deck.
All right, Brian, appreciate you joining us. Appreciate you massaging Ted's ego and agreeing with him on the analysis of Drake May's technique.
Brian.
He needed that. The linebacker.
I mean, Ted, you did it. You know just as well as me.
We'll talk to you next week, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys.
That's former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, I had a high school football coach who used to say, when you scored a touchdown, act like you've been there before and you'll be there again. But yep. Brian Hoyer does not sound like he thinks the Patriots should treat the postseason like that. Don't act like you'll be there again, Patriots. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.